And inshallah, on the line now is Muhammad Shafiq. Assalamu alaikum.
Sam Zahir, how you doing?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Alhamdulillah, first of all, happy birthday, if I've got it right.
Oh, thank you, yeah, you remembered.
Alhamdulillah, I remember these things, so. MashaAllah, you're 21 today, I take it.
Just 22 now, yeah.
22, mashallah. Jazakallah for coming on. I know you're really, really busy at the moment. The reason why I brought you on, because as we at Iman FM on The Breakfast Show, I just tried to promote positive Muslim role models, and alhamdulillah, you're one of them. And I just wanted to touch upon how you got into like helping the community. Was it something at a young age, or was it when you got into your teens?
Well, when my father, when I was growing up, my father ran a madrasa. And he was very committed to helping and supporting the community around Rochdale. And so I kind of got that ethos of public service and, you know, community work and dedication to the community from him, watching him, you know, in an earlier part of his life, working on the night shift in the mill and then during the day teaching kids in the madrasa. So I would say I got that value of community work from my late father. And then, obviously, you know, when you grow up, you kind of remember those values and those attributes, and you suddenly commit to the work of the community. And particularly now, you know, we live in very difficult times where the slightest anti-Muslim story can lead to somebody being murdered, as we saw in, you know, Sheffield and Rotherham, or people, you know, being verbally abused or their women having their headscarf or niqab ripped off their faces. This is the reality of living, you know, and the times that we live in. And so more important for people like me who are in the public eye, on the media, you know, to provide a reaction and to provide a positive response.
Brother Shafiq, you mentioned, obviously, you touched upon, obviously, all these issues that are happening in terms of Islamophobia and stuff. How did you work, get involved with the Ramadan Foundation? And then if you just want to slightly touch upon what the Ramadan Foundation does to, for the Muslim community and the wider community.
Well, we were set up in 2005, just after the July the 7th terrorist attacks, as a kind of a reaction to those terrorist attacks, because we believe that Islam clearly forbids the killing of innocent people, and these terrorist atrocities are indeed an attack against Islam. Ramadan comes from the name of my late father. It was set up as a tribute to him. His name was Haji Mumdir Ramadan. And so we named it Ramadan Foundation with a clear focus on increasing links between Muslims and non-Muslims, interfaith work, and to provide a really strong reaction, you know, on Muslim issues in the media on a regular basis, as well as hosting. We hosted the very first International Muslim Unity Convention in 2005. We had the second one in 2009 in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. So we did a lot of work around Islamophobia, forced marriages. And I would say to you that the most important aspect, if you like, of the last, you know, 7-8 years has been my campaign against child sexual exploitation and grooming on street gang grooming by Asian gangs. And that, you know, was something which I was a lone voice in 2007. Now, alhamdulillah, it's become mainstream. A lot more organizations and individuals are suddenly speaking up about that. And I take great pride in the fact that I was at the forefront of leading that campaign.
Brother Shafiq, you mentioned about, obviously, the child sex abuse and exploitation. Obviously, the media reports that, obviously, in certain areas is in the Pakistan community. But as you know, myself, you know yourself and I do, obviously, it's prevalent in the host community. But unfortunately, the way the media is, that's not portrayed in the correct manner. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I would say on the phenomenon of on-street gang grooming, there's an overrepresentation of Pakistani men. You know, you look at where there's a concentration of Pakistani men, so Bradford, Oldham, Rochdale, Oxford, East London, where there is a concentration of Pakistani community, naturally you will see an increase in the number of, you know, people who are on trial and found guilty of sexual exploitation. And I think as a community, what we shouldn't do is become defensive and say, more white people are grooming and sexually abusing their children, so therefore don't make this into a race issue. I think we've become defensive. What we should be saying is, let's be absolutely clear that the actions of these individuals are abhorrent. We're all fathers, we're all mothers, we have you know, children ourselves, and how would we feel if somebody did this to our children? So we shouldn't feel any different because they happen to be, you know, from the white community. But you're absolutely right. You know, one thing which the far right and the EDL and others don't do is tell people the reality. You know, 80% of child sexual abuse is carried out by white men.
Brother Shafiq, sorry to interrupt you, and because we're coming shortly up to the break. If people want more information, how can they get in contact with Ramadan Foundation and yourself?
Well, the Ramadan Foundation website is ramadanfoundation.com, and I'm on Twitter at mshafiqid.
Jazakallah for your time. Sorry to cut you short, and inshallah, as you know, we're coming up to a break, and inshallah, if you do have time in the future, we'll love to bring you back on the breakfast show. And jazakallah for your time at the very sensitive time in the morning, because you're working away.
Good morning. Thank you, sir.
Allah Hafiz.